This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, things just get more and more explosive, more and more interesting. It was 2 weeks ago, they had another previous hoax that Trump said everybody coming from Haiti has AIDS or HIV. Of course, it turns out that wasn't true. The same anonymous sources, you know, tell us that Trump didn't want to run for president, didn't want to win, that his wife hates it. The same sources told us he would lose the election. The same sources told us he'd throw it to Hillary. The same sources told us he wouldn't give us tax cuts. The same sources said he wouldn't try to reform the VA. The same sources said he wouldn't pull out of the TPP. The same sources said that he was going to sign DACA and screw us over. He just didn't go with their bad plan. He was just trying to do a deal. And he's still being attacked by the trolls and the bots on Infowars.com that we know are bots, saying Trump betrayed us on DACA when he didn't betray you on DACA, just as we said he wouldn't. And then someone in the Oval Office, there were other witnesses say he didn't say it, whispered to somebody going, why are we only getting people from you-know-what whole countries? And that's the other big controversy. Remember F. Lee Bailey, the famous corrupt lawyer, you know, known for big problems, million-dollar fines, you name it. Remember F. Lee Bailey on the O.J. Simpson trial? They had a white guy do it, get up and say the N-word over and over and over again to the black jury. And that's how they got him off. He said the N-word 41 times. I want to go to YouTube and grab it for documentary purposes. They aired it on Court TV, ABC, NBC, NBC. But I remember years later airing it on talk radio and the station manager coming and saying, you don't do that. And that's the big issue. CNN, MSNBC, broadcast, you name it, on CBS, ABC, they are saying every 10 minutes, they're playing the clip, sometimes every minute, of quoting the president when he says he didn't say it, saying these are SH, you know what, T countries. We've got Acosta saying it. We've got them all saying it on CNN, you name it. Again, just like F. Lee Bailey saying the N-word over and over and over and over again. You can't use it, but if a liberal, fraudulent, corrupt lawyer, in my view, wants to use it to manipulate a jury and let a, you know, clearly a guilty man go free, as we now know, if you want to do that, you are a bad person if you're not the establishment. But if you're the establishment, you can. So CNN, to inflame emotions, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, they're all quoting the president as saying this and saying it to get people out of their comfort zone on mainstream TV to suddenly hear them cussing. If I cuss or a caller slips through, our stations complain. We've lost affiliates before. Because the FCC will selectively fine them. Or Howard Stern, if he wants to say SHIT, he had to leave terrestrial radio because sometimes it would slip through. But now mainstream media, they can all do it because the executives are saying go full bore, do whatever you want, take them out. That's why they've got former Democrat governors, it's on Infowars.com, saying they will punch out the president. Hashtag hunt Republicans. They'll kill Republicans. This is what they say. And people are getting attacked. Hot coffee's getting thrown on them. They're getting shot. They're getting beat up. They're getting their families assaulted. And they think it's funny as they usher this country towards civil war. And notice the left hadn't come out that I've seen and denied the new documents that came out from the Soros group trying to trigger martial law and race riots when Obama had only a year left in office. See? That story up on Infowars.com. Incredible. I believe the president that he didn't say it, but we've seen them lie about him over and over again. I could say that sources say the president snorts methamphetamine in the White House off hookers' rear ends. Not true, but if I said it on CNN, they would all parrot it to give it credibility. Think about that. But we're also going to discuss the difference between free countries and oases of liberty versus crap holes and hell holes. Because there's things even worse than crap holes. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Haiti is a hellhole. That's why everybody's trying to get out of the crap hole. It's a fact. So I think the president should just go with it.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks ago we had more fake news out of the fake news globalist media. They reported unnamed sources saying that the president had said, I don't want Haitians in America. They've all got AIDS. But nobody ever comes forward. There's no recordings. There's over 50 people in the room, but nobody's got a recording of it. Well, the same thing yet again, an anonymous source that Trump calls Haiti and other third world countries SH-you-know-what-T holes. And then CNN, MSNBC, NBC, they're all, including broadcast TV, not just cable, are saying that unedited. Just like F. Lee Bailey in the O.J. Simpson trial 41 times said the N-word. They had a white guy do it to make it worse, to have that emotional response of a white guy to black people's faces calling him the N-word. Not a black man, not a black woman. They made the decision to do it. They got in their face, and then they transmuted that onto the police department. The black jury did. They admitted it later. Some of them said they were conned. Onto the police department and onto the prosecution. And it's the same thing. You never hear them say those things on television. They're not supposed to under the FCC, but they're doing it because they want to stick the knife in, turn the edge, and then put salt in the wound. Total manipulation. Separately, Trump has said he didn't say it. But no matter how many times they put out fake news and get caught, they're getting more desperate. They've got governors on TV, Democrats saying, I'm going to physically assault the president. They're trying to start uprisings in the country. Hashtag hunt Republicans. They see the prosperity coming back. They see the dependency folding. They see black unemployment, the lowest it's ever been since they had the Bureau of Labor Statistics for over 70 plus years. They're in full panic mode. They want to domesticate and control everybody. And that's why they're so angry right now, the poverty pimps that want to control these people. But let's talk about facts. I don't brag about it. I don't make a big issue out of it. But I've bought hospital beds for people in Latin America and for groups. And I've bought hundreds of wells and hundreds of cows for people in four different African nations. But I pick countries that are somewhat half stable where you have poor people who can actually help. Like Kenya and other areas. I never made a big deal about that. My grandmother, I tried to give her some money. She insisted on living in a very, very humble house and clipping coupons and all that. I tried to, you know, help her. And she would say, no, just give money to this Latin American group or give money to this African group. And I've given hundreds of thousands of dollars to that. Hundreds of thousands to investigating pedophile rings that we're not going to brag about our successes here on air. I mean, that's what I do. But since we're going to get out here and say calling Haiti or other third world crap holes is what they are. It's the name for them. I mean, they're hell holes. Go move there, Don Lemon. Go move there, Al Sharpton. Go move there, Hillary Clinton. Oh, but Hillary just has her people caught smuggling kids out of Haiti. Associated Press, they get convicted. You just have them stealing $2 billion of the $2.1 billion that got donated from the Haitians. But it's okay to actually steal from them. I've sent food shipments into Haiti. I have financed and supported multiple groups that have done it. I've sent my reporters in to the risk of their lives, and I'm not tooting my horn, but I'm actually there helping people in the beyond a crap hole. It's a hell hole. We have transported the dead and dying. We have funded it. The Clintons stole all the money. I have done more than the Clintons did for Haiti. But they're going to sit up there like Oprah, sticking her tongue in Weinstein's ear and taking Weinstein, you know, to setting women up for Weinstein. Seal, who I've always really liked, has come out and said she's a monster and that she's supporting the evil and that she's exactly what she claims she's fighting. And that's the truth. God bless Seal. Great artist. Love all his music. The point is you got to have a soul to sing like that. You got to be smart. The point is that that's a real human being, Seal. I don't care if he's black or white. I love his truth and his justice. Oprah is a pig and a lying creature. And the media sits there and covers it up, and it's sick because they know she's sold out. $2+ billion stolen. And all these women are coming out that Oprah, who was always a pimp, a little girl, she admits it, was bringing women to Weinstein for him to rape them. You notice the media won't pick up that when I cover it. They'll just misrepresent what I'm saying and say, I don't like her because she's black. That's the headline. Alex attacks Oprah for being black. That was the headline the last week. Total lie. Just like they're lying about the president. But Seal sees through it. The 10-time or whatever platinum winner. He sees through their lies, and he's going against Hollywood and the whole thing, because you know they'll have repercussions against him. So that's why I'm angry. I don't care if you're black, white, or whatever. If you're dying, I'm going to try to help you. And I know some Haitians that are beautiful, smart, wonderful people that live in America. But it's been a colony of slavery, never got out from under it, voodoo, the occult. It is a very, very wicked system there in Haiti, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been involved with groups trying to stabilize the country and actually help it. With Bob Barr and others. But this is the reality. I don't get off on seeing Haiti so fallen and broke back and falling apart. It makes me feel bad as a human that they're in such bad situations and seem to be cursed with tsunamis and earthquakes and just... I've actually tried to do something. And so has President Trump. He sent more aid to Haiti than the Clintons ever did. But if he even made the comment of, why don't we ever bring people from productive countries to build up our nation? Why do we only bring people here from crap holes? Which he didn't even say. But did he steal the money? No. See, robbing them, killing them, and taking their children, kidnapping their children, that's okay. But the media then puts out a fake statement on the president and are now calling for his impeachment, and they're calling for physical assaults, and they're calling him a racist, and they're playing it unedited with the low English. That's really all it is. The Norman, you know, took over England 900 years ago, and they said, your language is illegal. So that's the last few words left of it, and they're still illegal today. But if you expand on that, ladies and gentlemen, that's what political correctness is. When you conquer a people, you get rid of their language. You get rid of George Orwell wrote about that. So it's documented the Clintons did this. It's on record. The mainstream corporate whore media will not cover it. We're covering it. And there's so many angles to learn from this event, this teachable moment of the type of committed fraud they're involved in. It shows you even the economy coming back and even Trump really at 60% in real polls. They're not going to give up. They're never going to stop ever because they've taken control of this country. The globalists had run it in the ground. They were setting up racial and cultural divisions to control everybody and complete our journey into third world serfdom. And Trump's trying to stop that while really helping people. And they hit him at every angle. Oh, he's betraying you on DACA. Didn't do it, did he? They got all the fake conservative bots out still saying he betrayed us. He's over. They're trying that tactic with bots everywhere when he didn't betray you again. They preach you like you're an idiot. They hope you're an idiot. So he doesn't go with their bad DACA deal. He wants a reasonable one for real people that are law-abiding, been here for a long time since they were little, and can prove that they are vetted and a good part of society. You can stay, and I'm all for that. And that's what he said 3 years ago and 2 years ago, and the media lied about that. And then they used their lie that he said he hates all the Mexicans. Now he says he loves them. He flip-flopped. He never said that. They're preying on you like you don't have a memory. Like they think you're stupid. And it isn't about defending Trump. It's about defending the truth. We would be in so much trouble. And now they go, oh, he betrayed it again. Trump may have paved the way for a DACA deal. Will he now sabotage it? See, He just wants a reasonable thing for $800,000. We think are vetted and deport people that are 3, 4, 5-time felons. And they just keep misrepresenting. And that's why they hate this broadcast, because you're getting really what's going on here. We really do our homework. Here, let's play CIA officer, admittedly CIA. They make Jones go, Jones, fake news, says he's CIA. He was CIA, but now he's not. And you know, same guy that tells you all this other crap. We'll get to him in a minute. Let's play Jim Acosta first, the guy that's always in the White House with fake news, fake tweets, you know, saying that he didn't really visit Congressman Scalise, and there's video of it. He thinks you don't remember that he lies to you every day. Here is one of the most worst liars of a group of horrible liars. Here's Jim Acosta.
As Jim Sciutto was saying, with the president talking about immigrants coming from Mexico being rapists and criminals, and now this comment, the president referring to Haiti and countries in Africa as being, and I notice you, Wolf, you hesitated to use that word. I hesitate to use it myself, as an s-hole, or is what the word that the Washington Post is quoting the president is saying. I think, Wolf, what we have to come to grips with, and I almost have to think back to the day when we were at Trump Tower.
We'll be back. Stay with us. We'll be back with the truth. Again, total lies there. Remember, he said there's some criminals coming from Mexico.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied. With what?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and this makes me so angry. Mainstream media, they are just such globalist liars. Just like they said weeks ago, but the president said, oh, we don't want anybody from Haiti. They've all got AIDS. Turns out that's not true. Now you've got this quote. The president says he didn't say it. The media is saying it over and over again like he said it. Really never even saying when I've been watching that he denied it. Like they'll go for 20 minutes and say, oh, by the way, he denies it. But asshole. Meanwhile, the Clintons literally raped Haiti and Rwanda and other areas and carried out and backed UN extermination programs that killed 800,000 Christians in one country. But that's okay to fund the Arab Spring and take over four countries and kill close to a half million and put over 100,000 women and children into sex slavery and have Linda Sorcerer marching with a hijab on, leading women in America, teaching them to wearing hijabs, and Islam is feminist. But the president, with a fake quote, calling a third world nations crap holes, that's the number one story in the world. And what was it really all about? What was the whole point of the entire situation from the beginning? What was the point? To distract from the number one news story, not of mainstream media, but the number one story on the internet yesterday, Veritas, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, with eight different executives of Twitter saying, we're engaged in censorship against Christians and conservatives. If you support Trump, you're just banned. But you don't even know you're banned. No one can ever see what you say or do again. And these smirking, sickening, anti-American control freaks, it's the number one story. And what do? They go, all right, first we're going to say the whole thing about how they've all got AIDS. Then to make it sound congruent, even though it's fake, whenever we're ready, whenever we need it. This is key in crisis management. To cover up a real story, you use a fake story. And this is the mother of distractions. The Moab's the mother of bombs that's conventional. This is the Moab of distractions. And they build it. And then you'll hear more quotes. Yeah, he said he rapes Haitian babies. Yeah, he eats them. Yeah, well, we just keep hearing about Haitians. It must be true. And they always pick a subject the Clintons are weak on. If they're on board the Jerry Epstein Lolita Express pedophile airplane, if they're involved with a bunch of pedophiles, if their own people got caught shipping hundreds of kids out of Haiti for sex slavery and people get convicted for it that work directly for the Clintons, what do? You file fake lawsuits with Jane Does, who don't even show up, saying Trump was with Jerry Epstein raping him on the airplane. And then it later turns out it's not true. That's what you do. If you're Russian agents on the Russian payroll, like Mueller, like Comey, like the Clintons, like all these people, you just say Trump is. If you're a race-baiting Nazi collaborator like George Soros, who said he's proud of what he did working for Nazi Germany, what do? You have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, you fund, say Alex Jones is a Nazi. See how that works? See how they get that done? See how they manipulate everybody? And they do it over and over and over and over and over again. And next you're going to hear more and more and more. And then you're going to have governors, the clip's coming up next segment, saying, if I see Trump, I'm going to assault him. Democrat. I'm going to physically attack him, along with the hashtag Hunt Republicans and the full-page ads saying rise up, drive him from power, Antifa, and Antifa out with guns, not even letting conservatives march in Austin and holding guns up saying, are you scared, violating their civil rights, just like you don't let a little black girl in 1959 into an Arkansas school, and Eisenhower, the Republican, sends in federal troops to let that little girl in school. It's the same thing, not letting reporters and families go to the Capitol with men with armed guns telling our reporters you're not going in there and bumping into them. But it's okay because Austin's blue and they're going to teach us with their armed thugs in the streets they run things now, period. And you're going to learn and you're going to take it. We put that graphic up that we've compiled of the Justice Department and the FBI, not the whole FBI, the people at the top, the Democrat people that were put in by the Clinton crime machine, with Obama and Lynch and Comey at the top, with Sally Yates and Hillary and Andrew McCabe and Orr and Carlin, the Justice Department, and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and Baker and Price Trap, and then right down there putting out the Fusion GPS with their own wives and husbands getting the contract for $2 million. Hell, you don't just put out lies against the guy elected by the people to frustrate the voters and to stop the restoration of the republic. You get $2 million while you do it for a 40-something page piece of fiction proven absolutely to be filled with garbage, with the main author of it, Mr. Steele, admitting it's baloney in desperate attempt not to go to prison. And now criminal investigations by the Justice Department have been opened. Now, if that isn't exciting, I don't know what is. People ask me why I get so upset, why I get so excited. Because, man, this is the second American Revolution. It's 21st century. It's information war. We've got the truth. They've got pure lies and pure garbage hammering us with it 24-7, and it's going to get more weaponized. I've been told by my high-level Justice Department and Defense Department sources that if you think the program they've got with Adobe that they released last year and then pulled off the market, where you can take 10 seconds of somebody's voice and then completely have a voice print novel that would pass voice print of saying whatever you want to hear from that person, and the word is they've got tapes ready on the president. But the good news is so many women have been approached to bear false witness that now more than 40 women, was a few dozen a few weeks ago, more than 40 women have signed affidavits about top Democrat officials, lobbyists, and others offering them as much as $2 million to say the president sexually assaulted them. Got to have a little ace in the hole, little something that nobody knows, to quote the great George Strait. So that's where we are right now. When we come back, I'm going to play, and the next segment's going to be chock full, clip after clip after clip after clip of them with the same unified message on every major corporate globalist enemy media that's captured this country. We're trying to take it back. This is a war. That isn't rhetoric. This is a true war where they're now saying, kill the president, assault the president, get the president, get his supporters. He's a racist. Go after him. Do whatever it takes, and they'll use whatever false quotes they need, ladies and gentlemen, over and over and over and over again to try to bring him down. And the word is they're going to start putting these quotes out, have him deny it, and they've got so many recordings of him, you could take one of his speeches, particularly a clean one, a broadcast, and they can sit there and they can have him say, I rape Haitians. I murder Haitians. I drink their blood. I went to the moon and ate purple Pop-Tarts with an Easter bunny. And Santa Claus was there with the three dwarves and the seven Easter bunnies and the Keebler elves and Gleek the space monkey from the Justice League and Aquaman and three giant whales. Ha ha! I mean, they can do anything, but we know they're a pack of criminal liars.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to create race war in this country. It came out in Soros documents earlier in the week that back in 2015 they wanted them. And so they misquote the president. He says it's fake, just like weeks ago they said he said that the Haitians all have AIDS. Totally fake. There's no proof. Another lie. Well, now they've got Democrats, governors coming out saying we want to physically gate, as I'm dubbing it, shithole gate. Is there what they think crap gate is going to bring down the president, bring down the free press, and stop our resurgence of the republic? But their attempts to keep putting out fake news and to censor anybody else that responds to them and all the proof that they're engaged in this authoritarian battle to stop the American recovery with fake news and disinformation to drive a wedge into this nation and to destabilize the country will end up being their Waterloo. It will end up bringing them down. Coming up next segment, I'm going to have the clip of F. Lee Bailey. He said it 41 times using the N-word to a black jury, a white guy, to act like Simpson's enemies had done it. The same way they're doing this S-H-you-know-what T-hole comment and saying it over and over and over again on the news, but then saying everybody else, you can't say it, only liberals can say it on TV. So video, Democrat governor threatens to punch out President Trump. He would have to pick him off the floor. This from the party of the KKK. This from the party of the Clintons robbing $2 billion, almost all the money from Haiti, and their associates being convicted of trying to smuggle children out of the country. This from these monstrous, lying pigs who know you're aware of them, who know that you're aware of them and are desperate to force you back in. They're engaged in bigger and bigger and bigger lies to try to force you back under their control, and they've got to be stopped because what they're doing now is firing the theater. They're calling for violence everywhere. Hashtag hunt Republicans. You see the examples everywhere. And then we say, look out, you keep pushing a civil war. We'll have to defend ourselves. Then they edit clips of me together, making it sound like I'm saying launch attacks when I'm saying don't launch offensive attacks. So Democrat governor threatens to punch out President Trump. You would have to pick him off the floor. Terry McAuliffe. So let's play that clip. Here it is.
What would you do in a debate with him if he tried that? If he come over and leaned over back of you? What would you do?
You'd have to pick him up off the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of talk,
you mean deck him.
Shut him down. Oh, sorry. Yeah, keep going. Oh, you deck him. Keep going.
Listen, this guy got in my space. You want to get in my space? I've always said, Chris, you punch me, I'm going to punch you back twice as hard.
All right, let's stop right there.
It's hard to do.
Total inversion of reality, upside down world. They put out all the fake quotes, all the fake news. They're caught thousands of times per agency doing it. Just constant fake news every day on purpose. ABC News. Oh, Flynn's flipped. He admits he's a Russian agent. He met with him during the campaign. Total lie. You mean the list, the daily lies here? Trump gave away the location of our secret submarines. They were docked in Seoul. Look at our three fine submarines. Or they were docked in the port outside South Korea. Well, a trip to Seoul. It's just constant lies, 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 lies. Oh, he's going to betray you on DACA and legalize everybody. Never said it, never did it. Just had a nice meeting. Then he doesn't do DACA because they wouldn't give him a good deal. And they say, oh, look, he lied to us and he lied to you. When he said he would do it, then he wouldn't do it, and he did do it. All to just short-circuit things so he can't cut our taxes down to China's level. He can't bring back the jobs. He can't turn down the electricity prices. Everything he's doing to deliver you a better way of life, that's how we win, is prosperity. That's how we get out from under the globalists. And he's in a race to do it. In 11 months and 20-something days, 22 days, he's done it. You've done it. And they are apoplectic. They don't know what to do. So they misrepresent and said, if he came over and leaned in and got on me and said, you know, how he hates black people, I'd deck him. So they make it about how he's assaulting them in a hypothetical. So it's a hypothetical lie about another lie from a group of known liars and a hypothetical of how he would punch back, but they're the ones lying about him, talking about attacking him on TV. Imagine if Trump said, I'd punch that governor in the face. It'd be the end of the world. But see, they all do it, but say they did it hypothetically because Trump came over and attacked them. It's like, well, Blitzer had guests on the day that crazy guy, you know, obviously Democrat Party operative wound up, came and shot Scalise and others. And Blitzer had guests on going, well, he was a good guy standing up against you. And Blitzer nodded. And I said, Blitzer, What are you going to do if somebody pumps rounds in you because you're a Democrat and people say, well, the person that killed you, you know, wasn't bad. They were fighting evil. I don't want that to happen. Media Matters edited that out this week. Put it out that I said go put rounds in Wolf Blitzer. These are a pack of scum. I said, Blitzer, don't start condoning shooting people because it could end up happening to you and we don't want to go there. They edited out where I'm saying somebody needs to go shoot Wolf Blitzer. People say, well, then don't talk like that. They can edit it. They're going to. It's like saying don't ever have children because one day they'll die, or don't breathe air, or don't even ever be born. I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm doing what I'm doing. It stands with integrity. End of the story. Now, there it is. Completely edited out of context. What happens, Wolf Blitzer, when somebody pumps rounds in your little pumpkin head? He says, it's just political. And then in the full statement, it's, you're calling it, okay, political because this guy went and shot Scalise. Are you crazy? What happens when somebody shoots you and then we just say it's political? That's crazy. Don't do that. Have some chivalry. Have some basic rules, moron. They don't. Because George Soros, a crazy Nazi collaborator who's never been defeated and overthrows dozens of countries, gets away with everything. He thinks he's invincible. And so do the rest of these crazies. That's why we got to stand up finally and be done with them, because they're threatening our entire planet. They're threatening our entire world, and it's got to stop. It's coming to an end. No big deal, because that camera always gets moved. We've got the standard shot for that, so we'll just go back to the other shot, or we won't use it. No big deal. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I'll get to all the other clips in the next segment. I've got to settle down and just get to them during the next segment. I'm really wound up right now because the anatomy of this thing is so obvious, just like the O.J. Simpson F. Lee Bailey saying N-word, 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 a white guy at the jury, and then pointing at the prosecution. That's all this in cussing on TV is to elicit an emotional response and act like, but it's President Trump that did it. That clip's coming up next segment as well. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a total war. I'm totally committed to you. We got products you need, the very best supplements, the very best quality. We had the biggest sales ever in our history that just ended. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have several new specials, and I just went over with Tim before the show, and I did them with him, and he had them in a folder, and I've got the old specials here. So I try the best I can. But anyways, I'll just hire five people to do that. We have Immune Wall 25% off. We have Alpha Power 50% off. And we have the Real Red Pill, 50% off. InfoWars Life Essential Pack, 50% off. Secret 12, the super high quality vitamin B12. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. Find out about why that's so key. Now, IQs get lowered when you don't have it. And then, of course, we have Super Male Vitality, 50% off. These are all about to sell out. I had to end all the other specials because they had sold out. The other dozens of items, they were close to selling out because, again, we're getting rid of the extra stock we had for the new year before new stuff comes in. These are great, amazing, best-selling products. You really ought to try Alpha Power, blowing people's socks off right now, X2, all of it. But bottom line, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We can call, tell you about all the other specials, you name it. And these are great products you need, and we need to every day crack the nut to fund this operation because we're not funded by globalists. They're trying to shut us down on every front. But just commit today, InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce, Alpha Power, CellForce, the high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with a little silver and iodine. It's all there, super blue. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Additional 10% off if you sign up for auto ship. Some of these are lost leaders. Thank you all for making this possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live, and I'm really angry. I'm so angry I'm being a little bit of a jerk on air to the crew, and I apologize for that. But we're under assault, man. I deal with them in fake quotes and fake stories and fake sources all the time in the news, and it doesn't even make me mad that they're saying lies about me. It doesn't hurt me because everybody knows what scum they are. It's that they're such trash. And they're getting worse and worse and worse, and they're all smiley-faced little jerks like this weenie, this wimp governor, saying he'll physically assault the president. It's incredible. And then you notice how F. Lee Bailey, back on the O.J. Simpson trial, 40-plus times said the N-word, just like they're saying all these cuss words and saying, how dare the president do this, and he's so racist, and by this he's racist, when the president says he didn't do it, and there's no proof, and they're known liars. It's meant to manipulate people psychologically. And it shows they're getting crazier and crazier. And now, when did you see CNN or MSNBC or even broadcast ABC or CBS start cussing? Oh, but see, the president did it, so now they can, but he didn't. And it just shows you there's nothing they won't do to try to stop the recovery and the fact that black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been and that Trump is delivering on every front. They don't want it. There's the Washington Post. Again, Jeff Bezos, who put this out, should have said that up front. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, who thinks he owns America and has horrible slave-like conditions at his facilities and factories. He's got factories, too. He had his people in his $600 million CIA contract at the Washington Post said, quote, "We're having all these people from crap-hole countries come here," Trump said, according to these people, referring to African countries and Haiti. He then suggested that the United States, and it went on, get things from, quote, the last country that came to visiting. This is the Washington Post caught publishing fake story after fake story after fake story that a guy who makes over $1 billion every 2 days, just what he keeps, he's every 2 days, Bezos gets $1 billion richer. A couple days ago, it was $4 billion. Now it's up to like, what? It was $104 billion. Now it's $107 billion. And then Trump doesn't want to screw you over, so this rich jerk, this filth, Bezos, who classically can't even look you straight in the eye, will sit there and do this to us through that organ. That's who Trump's fighting for us. And it makes me mad. It makes you want to come to his aid. It makes you get angry. It makes you want to stand up, because I can see what they're doing, and so can you, trying to rob us of our country. This is a war. You've got to get politically aggressive. You've got to start your own media. You've got to support media. You've got to support broadcasts that tell the truth. Why do they hate us so much? Because we cut and dry show what they're doing. So again, here's Jim Acosta recycling another fake quote out of context that Trump said, hey, we got to vet people. A lot of good people come in from Mexico, but a lot of criminals, a lot of bad people. And the headline, Trump says all Mexicans are criminals. It doesn't exist. Is there a quote of me anywhere on video or audio or text saying that there are Martian slave children on Mars? Never said it. They just say I said it. Total frauds. Think of how they're your enemy. Think of how they prey on you. How they've captured the country and how they're pissed it's coming back. Does that make you upset? Don't believe anything they say. It's incredible. But more than that, everything they support, go against it. That's what you know. And you can sit there and analyze their lies all day. It's what we do. But Costa first says, oh, just like, you know, he said, everybody coming in is criminals, which he didn't say. And then he goes on to his new lie, saying it, building it up, and then we bleep it out, because we're not allowed to do what he does. He's a liberal fake news liar. We'll get FCC fines if we play it, so we're not going to, but here it is.
Jim Sciutto was saying, with the president talking about immigrants coming from Mexico being rapists and criminals, and now this comment, the president referring to Haiti and countries in Africa as being, and I noticed you, Wolf, you hesitated to use that word. I hesitate to use it myself, as an S-hole or hole is what the word that the Washington Post is quoting the president is saying. I think, Wolf, what we have to come to grips with, and I almost have to think back to the day when we were at Trump Tower, when the president was commenting on Charlottesville, and he was saying that there were very fine people on both sides, saying that there are very fine people among the white supremacists and the Nazis, is that the president of the United States just seems to have a problem here, Wolf, in this area. And we can tiptoe around it.
That's
we can dance around it and not.
No, he said there were people out demonstrating. There was media on both sides. It was good people. It was bad people. There were bad people on both sides, which is totally true. You had states' rights people and all that out there. Again, these are the race baiters invoking this, the known liar Acosta, who's been caught lying so many times. It's just insane. Let's play Al Sharpton, the super race pimp, you know, anti-Semite, you name it, says it's a racial slur. And again, this is last night, today, this afternoon. They're still running the same stuff. Most of the time, they don't even say the president denied it. They just, that's another form of fake news. Here it is.
Got this flexible definition about what a racist is. What do you have to spray paint the N-word in the Oval Office or have a hood in the Lincoln bedroom to be?
Buddy, you're the race baiter from the Democratic Party that can fool people through race. Look, I mean, let's get that straight. Back to Sharp.
A racist, if you advocate everything whites only, bring me the Norwegians, bring me this or that, and disparage at every opportunity, whether it's Charlottesville, whether it's immigration policy, every opportunity.
Pause again. They misrepresent on every front. Misrepresent on every front. On every front. Never any proof. Never any reality. Just this grandstanding by these scumbags that perch on top of our political system. All right, that's enough of his crap. I got this. Don Lemon calls Trump a racist. The race-baiting Don Lemon. Just as bad as Oprah Winfrey. Let's hear from No Ratings Lemon. Here he is.
The president of the United States is racist. All of us already knew that.
Today, Don Lemon is a congenital liar in love with himself that spews race division garbage all day to turn us against each other. Don Lemon works for the globalists that don't want black unemployment to be the lowest it's ever been within 1 year. They don't like the fact that we're going to have prosperity. This is literally a parasite. Let me translate that for you. Don Lemon, here it is.
President Trump talking with lawmakers in the Oval Office about immigrants from Haiti, from El Salvador and Africa said, and I quote, I'm here. But you know who he did say he would welcome here? He said the U.S. should bring in more people from countries like Norway. And CNN is told that he went on to say, why do we need more Haitians? Take them out. Those comments are frankly disgusting. There's other language I'd like to use, but we are on television. But you know what? They're not shocking. Not even really surprising.
That's enough. We had to bleep the cussing, so radio stations missed 10 seconds of that. Again, this is, they go, now let's put out a false quote, because they didn't buy the Haiti thing 2 weeks ago, saying all the Haitians have HIV. That was fake. Have AIDS. So let's just start using cuss words to get people's attention, and maybe that'll get them to buy into it. And it's total F. Lee Bailey. So I'm going to play this, only part of it, there's 5 minutes of it, of F. Lee Bailey, and the jury, the black, mainly black jury said this is why they went ahead and let O.J. go, even though now they know most of them said they were wrong. A white guy pointing at them saying N-word over and over and over again to manipulate, just like they're using cuss words now, because now they're saying he called black people bleepholes. When you can admit a lot of these third world countries are hellholes, they're not just crap holes. But does that mean you hate the people? No, you're like, I don't want to move to Haiti. It's a you-know-what hole. But it doesn't matter. Trump says he didn't even say it. Let's go ahead and continue let's play the F. Lee Bailey piece. Here it is.
But when you see a nigger driving with a white woman, you pull them over.
No.
Do you recall anyone asking you, if you didn't have a reason to pull them over, what would you do?
I don't recall anybody ever asking me that question, sir.
Did you ever make the statement that if you needed a reason, you would find one?
No.
Okay. Next paragraph. Did you say at any time in that recruiting station, in the presence of any female, including Kathleen Bell, that you'd like nothing more than to see all niggers gathered together and killed?
No.
Are you aware, bottom of the page, of any complaint that was brought to the LAPD by this individual?
I'm not aware of any investigation.
That's enough. He goes on for 4 more minutes. We're going to post it to Infowars.com. That's exactly what's going on here. And so the Washington Post is literally a globalist enemy organ allied with the communist Chinese, owned by Bezos, who gets taxpayer money on every order you make, total scam artist, literally trying to cause a race war in America and bring down the recovery, and blacks having the biggest economic boom they've ever had. That's what they're trying to hurt black people.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.